리뷰 테스트 1.
1. Prior to the fall of Rome, there was a complete stop of technological progress throughout the Mediterranean. By the 4th century, scholarly writing and engineering, architecture, and other such subjects had virtually ceased. The Romans also ignored the potential of fossil fuels, which had been familiar from ancient times in their Middle Eastern provinces. The failure to make breakthroughs that were left to later centuries was attributed to the institution of slavery. Even slave owners could have benefited from better energy sources, raising production, and perhaps reducing the number of mouths to feed in the workforce. It simply seems to be the case that people in declining societies often do not realize the potential of their inventions, perhaps because life has become comfortable enough.
2. Often new products are sold for a high price when they are first introduced, and only few people can afford them. As the innovation continues, the prices decrease. Interestingly, with the introduction of the information revolution, many products are not only becoming cheaper, but also absolutely free. Think of free email, Facebook, Twitter, newspapers, news, YouTube channels, and all the other products that the internet has made possible. This trend is moving beyond the electronic products where innovative business models are making more and more products free for the consumers. Chris Anderson, in his book Free, outlined 50 different business models that are built on being free. Moving towards free can be used to conceive a variety of business models and products.
3. Anybody wishing to rely heavily on solar power or on any other form of alternative energy will have to learn to plan their energy use. Today, most people in developed nations can flick a switch and draw as much or as little electricity as they desire at any time, night or day. But in any future home powered by alternative energy sources, this is unlikely to be the case. Batteries may allow electricity to be consumed when little or no power is being generated. Even so, there are still likely to be times when it will be impossible to turn on the oven, immersion heater, and electric fire while also charging the electric car. At least at the domestic level, solar and other forms of alternative energy will therefore require the development of new behaviors and new mindsets, in addition to new technologies.
4. Half the battle with successful presenting is to look good. By that, I don't mean that you have to wear your best suit. I mean looking self-assured and confident. If you appear to be comfortably in command of the situation, it will help people focus more on what you have to say rather than the struggle you're having saying it. As far as dress is concerned, this clearly depends on the type of meeting. What would be appropriate for a small, informal lunchtime meeting might not be at all right for an international conference. You should strike a balance between what you perceive is expected by the organizers and what you feel comfortable in. So, fight temptation and leave that favorite ultra-loud tie or those sparkling gems at home.
5.
Dear Mr. Howard, as you may be aware, I have been a longtime supporter and advocate of the work done by the Finger River Community Health. The health services and programs that you provide are essential both to our local community and to our nation at large. And they are particularly admirable as they truly embody your organization's mission and purpose. It has been with pride and gratitude that I have been able to support your initiatives. But, unfortunately, this year, largely due to the state of the overall economy, I am not able to assist you monetarily. My support for the Finger River Community Health has not changed and will not change, and I look forward to being able to help you again sometime soon in the future. Sincerely, John Blake.
Six. Michael Faraday was the son of an ordinary village blacksmith. While Faraday apprenticed to a shopkeeper, one of the customers gave him tickets to a series of lectures by the legendary Humphrey Davy, the then director of the Royal Institution's laboratory. Faraday was so inspired by the lectures that he took careful notes, rewrote them in his fine hand, and made use of his bookbinding to bind them handsomely. He then sent these to Davy, asking for employment. Davy was greatly impressed, but felt bound to consult his colleagues. Their advice was to put him to wash bottles. If he is good for anything, he will do it directly. If he refuses, he is good for nothing. And so Faraday joined the Royal Institution as a laboratory assistant, and from this, he rose to become the director of the institution.